This is a dedication for Iman J. Ali. I-M-A-N. J is the middle name. A-L-I is the last name. Date of birth 7-1-1970. Date of accident 7-23-2024. Date of service is 6-24-2025. The patient was last seen on 5-12-2025. The patient was involved in an automobile accident where she was a restrained driver in a three-car accident where she was hit first on head-on collision and then she was hit her T-bone on the driver's side. The impact was significant. It caused various pain syndrome, including pain in the lower back and the neck with weakness, motor weakness of the left arm. And shooting pain to the left, to the right buttock and right upper thigh, posteriorly in S1-S2-dermatome fashion. She was also having numbness and tingling of the both hands, and it was found to be related to carpal tunnel syndrome only, for which she had injection and it removed the pain. She has some difficulty in sleep. Other than that, some headaches, but most of the symptoms are now gone away. The patient do not have any headaches anymore. They're only mild. No other TBI symptoms are reported. There is some pain in the lower back and right and the left wrist pain and some numbness and tingling. The patient had only one injection for carpal tunnel for medial nerve block and has been recommended to have further injection. She also had only one epidural injection for the cervical and one epidural injection for the lumbar. She has not schedule herself and has been missing despite calling her. We have called her many times for scheduling the lower back injection, but she has not come for that. Currently, she is very happy with her physical therapy, which has been done. Her MRI was positive for a disc bulge at L3-4, L4-5. And L5-S1. With a disc herniation of L5-S1 causing moderate left foramina stenosis. She also has a facetal ligamentous hypertrophy of L4, L5, L5-S1. In addition, patient has a herniated disc at C3-4 and C5-6 with bulging disc at C4-5 and C6-7. The patient knows all of these findings. She has been provided all the options, and currently the patient is being seen for this. Please review the records for the ADLs. For her pain level is only 5. ADLs are affected 4. 50% improvement is reported by the patient. And review the records for ADL, for system review, for substance abuse compliance history. Physical examination, the blood pressure is 128 over 81, pulse 79, pulse ox is 100%. Rest of the exam remains the same from previous visit. For the musculoskeletal examination is the same. The examination of the both hands and wrist is the same. There is a carpal tunnel syndrome. Other than that, rest of the exam will be normal. Patient is provided to continue the physical therapy 1 more month, 2 times a week with the neck and the lower back and for the both wrist carpal tunnel bilateral limb traction massage, aquatherapy, gait training. This will be the last session of physical therapy. And we have requested the physical therapist to provide us with the current PT evaluation and certification for further therapy. Patient continues to remain disabled for work at this time and housework replacement and transportation. Mass were reviewed, labs were reviewed. Patient was provided with the following medication, which is Mobic, 7.5 mg twice a day for anti-inflammatory effect, Protonix, 20 mg twice a day for stomach protection, Ultram, 50 mg twice a day for pain relief, Neurontin, 600 mg twice a day for nerve pain, Lunesta, 1 mg was provided for sleep, Medigastric was provided for headache relief. The patient is pretty stable at this time, and we'll see her in a 30 days time. Thank you.